Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing in a series this week on a new walk. Been looking each morning at a different aspect of how God would have us live our life. Our daily walk, so to speak. And we looked at things from walking with purity and walking in obedience. And today we're going to take on the topic of walking in love. We've been gleaning these topics out of the writings in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. John had a lot to tell us about life in a few very short letters. And today we kind of get the second half of a verse we began yesterday. Yesterday we talked about that God's definition of love is that we walk in obedience to His commands. And he follows that up with what we want to focus on today. And this is the command that you've known from ancient times. And that's to walk in love. You see, God's calling to each of us is a calling of love. His desire for the way we live is that love would reign. It would rule. It would be the guiding principle in our life. When Jesus came to earth to seek and save the lost, to serve rather than be served, he did so out of love. And his journey that took him to the cross was a journey of love. And when we are in Christ, when we live life for Him, His desire is that we adopt that walk of love that Jesus had. It's so easy because we're trained to make our decisions based on what's best for us. Based on a set of criteria that looks out for our best interest. And God comes along and says, as this new creation in Christ, start making your decisions on love. What impact does this have on the people around you? Is this a loving thing to do? Is it looking out for their best interest? And granted, loving and using that as the criteria doesn't always make the choices a lot easier. Sometimes the loving thing to do is the hardest thing to do. Sometimes it's the most unwanted thing. God says His command from the beginning was that we walk in love. I think of that beginning. I think of Adam and Eve prior to sin, walking in the garden with God. And God's desire to have fellowship with those He created is a walk of love. I've talked about him numerous times on these broadcasts. But Enoch, the Bible says, walked with God, and one day he was not because God took him. His walk simply continued, a walk of love. And I believe until we begin to grasp more fully each day that walk of love with God, we're going to have difficulty in walking in love with people. You see, a perfect God ought to be relatively easy to love. But it isn't. Because he becomes the one we blame when things don't go well. He's the one that we don't understand. And so we withdraw rather than trying to understand. And God's desire is that we would know him. He revealed himself to us through Jesus, who's revealed to us through Scripture. He's given us his Spirit so that we can live with an awareness of his nature. And his desire is that we would begin our walk in love by walking in love with him. That we would consider what our actions look like from his perspective. We would be in love so much that we draw near to him every opportunity that we have. And when we begin to grow in the love that we have for God and the walk in love that we have with God, I believe we'll begin to grow in our walk of love with other people. And when God says this command is from the beginning, when he says this is what he desires for us as his children, is that we walk in love, he's not simply talking about the people we like. He's not simply talking about the people who like us. He's talking about the people around us. Those we like, those we don't like, those that like us, those that don't like us. When Jesus comes on the scene, he says, one of those, you have heard it said, but I tell you, types of teachings, he says, you've heard it said to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. He says, but I tell you to love your enemy. Do good to those that spitefully misuse you, those that persecute you, those that seek harm against you. You see, this walk in love that God calls us to is a very countercultural walk. It's a walk that's willing to serve. We understand it more fully as we spend time with God, as we spend time with God in His Word, as we learn about the life of Jesus and His love that brought Him to earth as a servant, willingly serving those that He lived among, those that would come to Him, and even those that opposed Him. You see, living a new walk implies that things have to change. If I were to tell you I'm getting a new truck and I kept driving the truck that I have now, you would wonder what I was talking about. I said, well, I washed it a little bit. I put new tires on it. I did this, I did that. And you think, well, that's not a new truck. That's just cleaning up your old one. And sometimes we want to settle for just cleaning up our old life a little bit, making a few adjustments. And God says, no, I want to give you a new walk, a new life. This is a complete transformation of your mind, your way of thinking. And it begins with this foundation of walking in love in everything. When you have a decision to make about your next step, whether it's a literal step or not, take the time to pray, to ask God, what's the loving answer? And then set about and do that. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that has taught us what love is because of Your love for us. And Father, today I pray that we would be more focused on this walk in love. That we would really desire and seek after that new walk that You've called us to. That it would be more than just simply adjusting our old walk, but it would be a transformation that has changed us completely from the inside out. Father, as we look at that change, as we walk that new walk, may it be a walk in love. All of the time. May love be our guiding principle, because You are love. And may we consider fully as our minds will allow us, how to share Your love and show Your love and express Your love to the people around us. May this day bring us opportunities to practice this walk in love. And may we continue to grow. And in those times where we look back and we realize that our walk was selfish or unloving, may we repent, may we seek forgiveness from You, from those that we may have been unloving towards. But may we learn from those times. May we learn from Your love that offers forgiveness, that offers restoration, that renews and restores that relationship that our lack of love has broken. And may those elements be a part of our walk of love with the people around us. And Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that this walk in love would help them to see a love that's so different than what the world defines love as. A love that serves, a love that cares, a love that looks for the good for others and in others. Father, may we be mindful of how our words and our actions influence our young people and the mindset that they have on who to love and how to love and what love really is. Father, today as we pray, may you help us to examine how much love is in our daily walk. And may our desire to grow begin with a growth in our love for you. And as we experience your love more fully, as we draw nearer and nearer to you, may the natural outgrowth of that be a greater love for people, for all people. Father, give us wisdom. Give us courage, especially when the loving thing to do is not the popular thing to do. Especially when the loving thing to do is not the wanted thing by those we serve. But Father, whether that love is accepted or rejected, may we continue to love just as you continue to love, whether we accept or reject it. And Father, may your love continually lead us, and may it continually draw us closer to you. And Father, because of your love in us, and because of your love for us, may we be mindful to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would know his love and be found by them. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.